venom. No, it doesn't. I guess it's... Yeah. All right. All right, good morning. Good morning. So here, you can look on with me. So we were talking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elohim, which is Baal HaKoichos Kulam, the power behind all powers. And that is a result of the fact that Hashem creates the world continuously, so there is no power that exists independent of Hashem. Nothing exists independent of Hashem. And then he points out, Afshu Hashem is Shutaf, Lekol Baal Koach, Sheninsa Ba'olam. The truth is, it is used as a word, a term for all agents which have power in this world. Bechol Sarei Ma'ala, Umata Nikroim Elohim. The angels above and below, angels above and ministers below, are also called Elohim. Well, he says Elohim, but okay, we're Elohim, right? Kamoshkas Elohei Ha'amim, Kichol Ha'amim Yelchu Ish B'Shem Elohav, right? That refers to the Malachim, the Sarim, the spiritual forces behind those nations. Those are called Elohim as well, or Elohim. In Brich Shmei, we say Loi Al Bar Elohim Samichna. What does that mean?
Don't trust in
Bar Elohim, I do not trust in angels. Okay, we don't trust in angels, and that's an called Bar Elohim, right? That's right. The Zohar VaYikra, Parshas Balak, beInyan VaYavo Elokim Desiv BaAvimelech VeLovan UBilam Pirush Hasar Shelo. When it says the Zohar says, when it says Elokim appeared to Lavan or Avimelech or Bilam, the problem here is, as the Rambam, for instance, says in Mor HaNevuchim, which the Ramban disagrees with, is that every time there's a Hashem speaking to someone in the Torah, that's in a nevuah. It's a nevuah. Okay, when you have a malach, that's a nevuah. So the Ramban doesn't like that because, if, amongst other reasons, for example, Vayera Hashem al Avram, and the Shloisha Vine Shloisha Anashim Nitzavim alav. That all didn't actually happen in the world, right? You know, so he didn't feed them, he didn't, like, and the Ramban says, what do you mean? The zchus that we have, various zchuyos coming from Avram Avinu doing X, Y, and Z, is based on the fact that he actually did them. He didn't do them. It was all, had you and I been there, I can't speak for anyone else, but had I been, I would not have seen anything, right? I would have just seen Avraham standing there with, in a trance-like state. I mean, what... But so the Zohar deals with it by saying that when it says that the Malach appeared to these people who are clearly inappropriate for Nevuah, there's another objection of the Ramban. I mean, Avimelech, Lavan, these were people appropriate for Nevuah, highly unlikely, right? So the Zohar deals with it by saying that the what appeared to them was their particular Sar. It was the Malach Mamuna who was appointed for that particular nation. Their particular spiritual force behind whoever is of the Plishtim and etc. So they appear to them. That's also like the when it says the Zohar says, and Avnei Nezer brings this in famous tshuva, that when David HaMelech says Kiger Shuni Hayom Elis Tapech Benachlas Hashem, you've thrown me out today from dwelling in the Nachla, in the inheritance of Hashem, le'emor, to say, lech evod Elohim acher, and go and serve other gods. The Gemara in Ksuvos, the very end of the, I'm not sure I'm putting it in Kiddush, but the Gemara at the end of Ksuvos says, kol adar b'chutzar, domi kamisha ein lo eloha, right? It's like he has no God. So that's what David HaMelech needs to be saying. So the Avner Nezer, he says that he's got a very famous tshuva about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Avner Nezer, father of the Shem Yishmur. So he says that that in Chutz Laretz your parnosa comes via the malach of the particular nation in which you dwell. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, so leaving Eretz Yisrael is in a sense disconnecting yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and putting yourself under the Tsar of the Ummah. That's why it says it. He comes out with a bit of a chiddush there. He says, if you live in Eretz Yisrael and your parnosa comes from Chutz Laretz, he says, you're not really Mekayim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Lamahadrim. Because you're not living from Eretz Yisrael, you're still living from the Tsar of the Ummah, right? From the Shver, right? Whatever. Okay. So the Chain, or I mean, half of Israel is like, you know, right? Of course, it's a little difficult to understand today, you know, because you have multinational corporations, right? I mean, I don't know. Waze is a company based in Israel, people, but it's owned by Google. So the people working, is that called getting Parnassa? Who knows? It's very difficult to, you know what I mean? In days when Parnassa was like, I guess, a less complex equation, you could say that. I'm not sure if it's... Anyway, V'chein, Dayanei Mata Nikraim Elokim. Right, the Dayanei Mata, the judges in the courts here. The Ramban talks about this in Bahar Lo Yischa, where it says, Esfali Shivim Ish. Right, how the Dayanei Mata, right? Bekerev Elohim Yishbot. Okay? And V'shmachad B'chol Shar Shmehoin. They all have this same name. Omnam Kulam Eina Koshalahem Atzma. But all these things who are called Elohim, powers, whether it be judges or ministers or malachim, they are only, their power is not from themselves. They only are agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave them their particular power. That's why Hashem is called the God. It's a strange, to say it as God of Gods, right? It's hard to translate it that way, because that's wrong, right? It's the power of all powers. That's a weird expression, right? It almost sounds a lot monotheistic, right? It's just like there's multiple and then Hashem is greater. No, he says rather what it means is all powers. Even the Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Daniel call Hashem the God of Gods, meaning the power behind all powers, recognizing that maybe they can't approach Hashem directly, right? Because for whatever reason, so they approach another minor power. But there's even a recognition there that the ultimate power behind all of them is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Ulachem nikraim Elohim acherim. Ratzalom she'en koshalhem me'atzmam. Interesting pshat. Elohim acherim means their power is acherim, is from other. In other words, they are powerful from another. That's how he translates Elohim acherim. Right. So I guess if you look in the English translations, it's other gods, foreign gods, this, all types of translations. He's translating a very interesting original way that the a power which originates from others. They have no power in themselves, but originates from others. I like that translation, although it doesn't, in the English, it wouldn't flow so well. But he says that rak mikoyach hagavoya mimenu, that their power is from acherim, meaning from the power beyond them, and that's from the power beyond them, and that's from the power beyond them, all the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam ken koyachah ma'koyach she'olov ad habala koyach amiti shel kulam shehu HaKadosh Hu Yishbarach Shmoy. V'chein L'chei ne'ma Hashem Elokim emes. And this is how the Rambam explains it in Mishnah Torah Hilchos Deis, or Yesodia Torah maybe, that when it says Hashem Elokim emes, Hashem is Elokim emes. He's saying what? Hashem is the true power. He's translating that statement, Hashem Elokim emes, as Hashem is the Elokim emes, meaning true power. Interesting translation. Shehu habal hakoch ha'amiti shel kulam, shekulam mekablim kocha mimenu yisborosh shmo. So when the Jews stood there on Har HaKarmel near Haifa, right, and Eliyahu had Eliyahu had the Mizbeach, and the prophets of Baal had the Mizbeach, and these are the last words we say on, almost the last words we say on Yom Kippur, right? Hashem Hu Elokim is because you're supposed to get to the same clarity that they had. That's why we're saying it. But they had a clarity when the Mizbeach burnt to a crisp and the prophets of Baal nothing. They said, Hashem, Hu Ha'elokim, Hashem is the power. Hashem is the... That's what they're saying. So that's how he's translating Elohim, which is an interesting translation. And Elohim Acherim, he's translating it as those whose power comes from outside of themselves and from others. So that's how he understands Elohim and this idea that it's a Shemus Shutaf. And then now he's going to explain why that is the name used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the name that the human being is described, or the similarity between the human and Hashem is described using the name Elohim, right? Betzelem Elohim, also it's the Adam. It doesn't say Betzelem Hashem, it doesn't say Betzelem Ka, it says Betzelem Elohim, Dafka, and that is obviously significant, and that's what he's going to explain. You can see where he's going with this. Okay, I have to finish a little early today because I have to start the davening in JSS. So, okay. Have a great day. Have a great Shabbos. Anyone doing Shabbos?